Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 19, chapter entitled The Killing of the Demon Hiranyaksha, text number 15. Vrikne Swashule Bahudarina Hare.
Vrikne Swashule Bahudarina Hare.
Prajecha Vistirna Uru Vib. The Demon. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The demon was enraged when his trident was cut to pieces by the discus of the personality of Godhead. He therefore advanced toward the Lord and, roaring aloud, struck his hard fist against the Lord's broad chest, which bore the mark of Sri Vatsa. Then he went out of sight. Translation responsibly. The demon was enraged when his trident.
Demon was enraged when his
trident. Was cut to pieces by the discus of the personality of Godhead. He therefore advanced toward the Lord. And roaring aloud. Struck his hard fist against the Lord's broad chest, which bore the mark of Sri Vatsa. Then he went out of sight. Sri Vatsa is a curl of white hair on the chest of the Lord, which is a special sign of his being the personality of Godhead. In Vaikuntha Loka, or in Goloka Vrindavan, the inhabitants are exactly of the same form as the personality of Godhead. But by the Sri Vatsa mark on the chest of the Lord, he is distinguished from all others. Amagyan Timelandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Pancha Kaupat Rubyascha Kripa Sindhupi Evacha Petitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're seeing here that the main point that Prabhupada brings out in this particular verse is that the Lord has the tuft of hair on his chest called Sri Vatsa. So what color is this hair? Yeah, it's like it's golden color. Like gold. So what color is Krishna's hair? Krishna's hair is black-ish. Sometimes it says Krishna's hair has a reddish tinge. Sometimes it says it has like a bluish tinge. But it is like dark black hair. So Krishna's hair is dark, but on the chest he has one like, little piece of hair. And that little piece of hair is like golden color. So this is the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. Because Lakshmi Devi, she wanted to enjoy in Krishna's pastimes. She is the goddess of fortune. She is the wife of Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan, he is the lord of Vaikuntha. So she is the queen of Vaikuntha. So Lakshmi Devi, she enjoys the supreme Aishwarya or opulence of Vaikuntha. She's extremely opulent, extremely powerful. She's full of all grandeur and majesty. But even though she is the Queen of Vaikuntha, and she has the Lord, she has God Himself, the Supreme Person, as her husband, but still, she was, or is, attracted to the form of Krishna. Now, the form of Krishna, you offer obeisances when you come to the temple. This is God. The etiquette is we offer obeisances when we come. If you just walk in and sit, that means that you are superior to God. The whole system is you offer obeisances, then you sit down. Very simple point. So, she, even though she is the goddess of fortune, she is married to the Supreme Lord of Vaikuntha, but still, she is attracted to Krishna. So she wanted to enter into the pastimes of Krishna. So in Vaikuntha, everyone in Vaikuntha, they think, according to the Brihad Bhagavatamrita of Sanatana Goswami, he describes that when Gopal Kumar was traveling through Vaikuntha, he was on his way to Goloka. So he went to Vaikuntha. And as he entered Vaikuntha, he saw Lord Narayan. Now he was desiring to meet Krishna. And Lord Narayan and Krishna look very similar, because they are the same person. And what color is Krishna? Anyone knows what Krishna's color is? Bluish black. Sham. Sham means bluish black. You've seen all the paintings. Bluish black. It's important to know these things. And very similar to yellow dhoti, like golden dhoti. So it's very similar. So when, from a distance, when Gopal Kumar, when he saw Lord Narayan, he thought that was Krishna. So he said, "Hey, Gopal!" Because he had a mood of Sakya Ras towards Krishna. So he was in the mood that Krishna is his friend. So he said, "Hey, Gopal! Hey, Gopal!" So everyone in Vaikuntha, they became disturbed, because the mood of Vaikuntha is Dasya Ras. Dasya Ras means the Lord is supreme and we are the servant. So no one in Vaikuntha walks up to Lord Narayan and says, "Hey, Gopal! Hey, Gopal!" Everyone is going up to him very reverently. "My Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How may we serve you? You are the Lord of Vaikuntha. You are Vaikunthanath." They're very respectful. That is the mood of a servant. He must be very respectful. But in Goloka, there is no pure servitorship. In Vrindavan, there is no pure servitorship. Everyone is in the mood of friendship or Vatsalya Ras, thinking that Krishna is their son, or Madhurya Ras, thinking that Krishna is their lover. So there is no pure Dasya. So the residents of Vaikuntha, they took Gopal Kumar aside and they said to Gopal Kumar that, "Gopal Kumar, you're in the wrong place. If you want to enjoy these kind of friendly relationships, then you go to Vrindavan." And they said, this is like a lesser abode. In Vaikuntha, everyone thinks the supreme abode, or the supreme place, or the supreme object of worship is Narayan. So they see Krishna as being like an incarnation of Narayan. There's some leela the Lord does. He expands as a cowherd boy, he does some pastime. But actually, the Supreme Lord is Narayan. Whereas according to the residents of Vrindavan, it's the opposite way. And according to the Bhagavatam, what Lord Chaitanya has taught us, it is the opposite way. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original form. And Lord Narayana is an expansion of the expansion. But they see it differently in Vaikuntha. So, Lakshmi Devi, she is in Vaikuntha with Lord Narayan. And in Vaikuntha, she is associating with Lord Narayan. He is her husband, and she serves him in the mood of service, and she is completely dedicated to him. But when she hears about the pastimes of Krishna dancing in the forest. Lord Narayan does not do a rasa lila. He only has one wife. So he doesn't dance with many. He just has one wife. He doesn't have the same sportive, amorous mood. Krishna is known as Lalita Madhava. Lalita Madhava means very playful. Dear Lalita is one of Krishna's moods. Krishna is very playful. So she's attracted. She wants to go with her husband, Lord Narayan, in this form of Krishna, in the forest, and dance and have this mood of enjoying in a very leisurely way, without all the awe and reverence. So she goes to a place in Vrindavan, which is on the other side of the river. Has anyone been to Vrindavan? And so you know, go to Vrindavan, you know, where the Krishna Balaram temple is in Vrindavan. But on the other side of the river, there's a place called Srivan. And this is where Lakshmi Devi, she performs tapasya. She goes there to Vrindavan and she stays there and she meditates on Krishna. She does austerity, severe austerity. She doesn't eat so much. It's also called Bailvan. She doesn't eat so much. She doesn't drink so much. And she does severe austerity to become a gopi, to enter into the pastimes of Krishna. She wants to go and dance in the rasa dance with Krishna. But she's never been able to do it. So Krishna awarded her, he said, okay, you cannot become a gopi, but I will give you the position of Srivatsa, which means it's a blonde, golden piece of hair on Krishna's chest. So she has that, so she is there during the rasa lila. She can see everything. She can absorb herself and she can relish, but she cannot take the form of a gopi. Now, why could she not take the form of a gopi? Because she considers herself to be the goddess of fortune. She is a princess. And then coming from the position, in India these things are still prevalent to a degree. In the West it's not there as much. But in India it's very, the class system or the class mentality is still very much there in India. I am superior class. I cannot do these things. People in India think, you know, I cannot pick up a suitcase and put it on my head, like a coolie. They were seen to do something like that. They go, everyone think, oh, very low class, or like that. People, they have like this mentality. I cannot do anything menial. I cannot sweep, or I cannot do these things. Ratha Yatra, I'll come and sweep because that's Jagannath. So, you know, everyone will think I'm a good devotee because I'm sweeping. You know, so I can sweep then. But the rest of the time, no, I can't do like these menial things. I can't wash pots. You know, I'm like a high class person. But if you want to enter into Krishna's service, you have to become humble. And you have to be willing to do anything. That's why one scholar, he was like very learned man. He came to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj. He said, Maharaj, I have some important questions. Only you can answer them. But he was proud because he's a big scholar. So he came to Bhakti Siddhanta. He said, I want to ask you questions. Only you can answer. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I'm a little busy right now. I want you to go and you can polish the arti paraphernalia. You know, the paraphernalia on the altar. You can take that and you can polish that. He said, no, 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 I have very important questions I have to ask to you. He said, no, I'm busy now, you just go and do that. So he wanted to humiliate him, make him humble. Because as long as you think you're proud, you cannot understand Krishna. So you have to give up your preconceived idea of yourself. I am the Lord, I am the Master. I cannot do some menial service. So he went. And then he began to polish. And he was speaking to the brahmacharis who were also polishing at that time. And then in his heart, Krishna says, Tesham satata yukdanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. What does Krishna say in the Gita? Tadami Buddhi Yogam. Krishna says, I will reveal to you in your heart when your consciousness is correct. When you have the right mentality. What is the right mentality? What is the correct consciousness of a devotee? Gopi Bhatu Pada Kamala Yoga Dasa Dasa Anudasa. When I am the servant of the servant of the, I will do any service for Krishna. Not only will I do any service for Krishna, but when I do the service, I will do it to the best of my ability. Even some menial service. You know, I have to sweep the floor, mop the floor in the temple. Okay, you sweep them up, you do it properly. I shouldn't be doing some menial service, I'm like high class person. No, you do it properly. Whatever service you're given, you do it to the best of your ability. And when you do, with the proper service attitude, any service that's given to you, then Krishna reveals everything in your heart. That's what Krishna says. Yayata mam prapajante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. As you serve me, I reward you accordingly. So if you serve Krishna very nicely, Krishna will reveal everything to you. But if you don't serve Krishna very nicely, you don't get realizations. You don't realize your eternal relationship with Krishna. So Lakshmi, even though she was the goddess of fortune, but she wanted to become a gopi and dance with Krishna, but she wasn't willing to give up her superior position, so-called superior position of being a princess. She had to become a gopi. Now in the Varnashram system, if you're a Kshatriya or a Brahmana, and you come down to the level of a Vaishya, that's considered to be going down according to your external designation. So she had to become a gopi. So she had to go and stay in Vrindavan. And then, what do the gopis do? They make cow dung patties. So you have to touch cow dung, cow stool, poo, with your hands. Hands up if you like touching the cow dung. Not all putting up your hands. Yeah, some are, but some aren't. I don't like to touch it, it's the cow dung, the cow poo. I don't like to touch it. Some people think like that. I don't like to touch it. Actually, it is pure. It is pavitra. It is pure. That's why they put it on the floors and the walls in India, all over the world. My ashram where I'm staying at the farm, we have it on the floor. Have you been there? Yeah, so you see on the floor there is the cow dung. It is pavitra, it is pure. It is full of shakti. I remember when we went to collect all the cow dung, we went to one dairy near the farm. The cows come in the morning to milk, and then they poo everywhere. They do all the cow dung everywhere. And then we went, Manigriva, and then we were like pushing with like the squidgy, like pushing it all together, and we put it in the buckets and the big bins, and then we took it. And there was so much shakti. You could feel there's potency. Anything coming from the cow is full of like shakti. Very powerful. So it is auspicious. So in Vrindavan, the gopis, they get the cow dung, they make the cow dung patties, they cook, they do very menial service, they clean around an underground for Krishna, they do all the menial. But she did not want to do that. Lakshmi Devi did not want to do that. So therefore, she could not enter into the pastimes in Vrindavan. So Krishna says, okay, if you're not willing to do all this, if you're not willing to get into the mood of a cowherd girl, then I will give you this position on my chest. So she has this position on his chest. She is Srivatsa. But she cannot enter to the place that she wants to. I was telling the devotees last night, in Vrindavan they have one saying, no permission, no admission. So if you don't have permission, you can't go into Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, you cannot buy a ticket, a train ticket or an air ticket, to get to Vrindavan. You can buy a ticket. You can go and buy a ticket, go to Vrindavan, get there. You'll be there in 24 hours from now. You can arrive. But you get to Vrindavan. It doesn't mean you're in Vrindavan. It doesn't mean you've entered Vrindavan. You may be physically in the place called Vrindavan. But how do you enter Vrindavan? What is the ticket? You have to have the right service attitude. So when you have the service attitude, gopi bhātu pādakamalayo, dasa dasa, I am the servant of the servant of the devotees. And I will do any service. And when you have that mentality, then Krishna lets you come into Vrindavan. Otherwise you can't enter into Vrindavan. So even the most qualified person, Lakshmi Devi herself, she could not enter Vrindavan because she wasn't willing to do anything. She didn't want to get cow dung in her hands. So we have to be willing to do this. So it says here that this is one of the ways that the Lord is set apart, or everyone can identify the difference between Narayan and the other residents of Vaikuntha. Because in Nectar of Devotion, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says there are five types of mukti. Hands up if you want mukti. One, good. Mukti means liberation. Yeah, I want to go out of this world. Hands up if you want to go out of this world. Up to you, or otherwise stay here. Up to you. As you like. So there are five types of mukti. What are the five types of mukti? Salokya, Sarupya, Shashti, Samipya, and Sayuja. So five types. Sayuja means to merge into the Lord's effulgence. Means I will become one with the Lord. That's what the whole world is preaching these days. Become one. Just be one. We are all one. Like that. That is Sayuja. But a devotee does not accept that. Lord Ramachandra, after the battle of Lanka, and then Hanuman came to Lord Ram, and Hanuman had fought for Lord Ram. So Lord Ram wanted to give him benediction. He said, what do you want? He said, I will give you mukti. So what would you say if the Lord said, I'll give you mukti? What would you say? Probably you'd say, okay. But Hanuman said, if mukti means I merge into you and I have no opportunity to serve you, then I don't want mukti. I just want to be your servant. So that was what he asked the Lord for. So there are four types of mukti that the devotees will accept. Sayuja is not accepted by the devotees. But Salokya means you'll be on the same planet as the Lord. Sarupya means... What is Sarupya? Yeah. Bodily features. Yeah. Same form. What is Samipya? Yeah, you become his associates. Yeah. And Shashti means opulence. You get the same opulence as the Lord. So you get to live on the same planet as Krishna, Salokya. So it means you get the Lord's association and you get the opulence. And you get a form which is similar to his. So one way that the devotees can understand who is Krishna or who is Narayan and who is not Narayan is there's the Srivatsa. Because in Vaikuntha, how many arms does the Lord have? Four arms. So the Lord has four arms. And how many arms does everyone else have?
Four.
Everyone has four arms. All the men at least. I think the women have two arms. But I think the men have four arms. So, the Lord has four arms in Vaikuntha, and everyone else has four arms. So how do you know which one is Lord Narayan? No? You have to spend like half an hour every day going around and saying, excuse me, are you Vaikuntha Nath? No? So he has the Srivatsa. So everyone knows this is the Lord. And he has Kostubha Mani. Kostubha, gem. The most precious of all gems is kept on his chest. It's the most beautiful gem. It's the most precious of all the gems. So he has this gem on his chest, the Kostubha Mani. So there's a few things which look different about the Lord. So in this way, everyone can understand. This is the Lord and this is not the Lord. So in this chapter... It is called the killing of the demon Hiranyaksha. So what was Hiranyaksha's position? He wanted to kill the Lord. Is that very intelligent? That's not very intelligent. You want to kill Krishna?
No.
Right? Good luck. You want to kill Krishna? It's not very intelligent. Better to be a devotee of Krishna. How are you going to kill the source of everything? That's not possible. So, originally these were Krishna's associates, Jaya and Vijaya. But we hear, in this canto actually, we hear the pastime that they were cursed to come to the material world. They had to come to the material world. They committed an offense to Chatukumara, the four Kumaras. Why did they offend them? Why would Krishna's associates offend pure devotees? It's not possible. So Prabhupada points out, the Acharyas point out, this was under the influence of Yoga Maya. It was under the influence of the Lord's internal potency. The Lord's internal potency, then he covered them so that they would commit some offense. And then what happened when the offense was committed? They said to the Kumaras, you cannot come in here. You are just boys. You have no clothes on. You can't just walk into here. They would not say that because they're pure devotees. But the Lord covered them so they would act. And then what did the Kumaras do? They said, because you have stopped us from coming in here, you see in duality, you will go to the place of duality. You will go to the material world. So the Lord arranged. The Kumaras would not normally act like that. They wouldn't come to Vaikuntha and start cursing people. But the Lord covered them with the Yoga Maya. So the Kumaras were covered, the Jaya and Vijaya were covered, and then the Lord arrives on the scene and he says, what's taking place here? Why is everyone cursing and counter-cursing? Sometimes you walk in and the devotees are arguing. So then the senior devotee walks in, he says, what's going on here? Is this Yoga Maya? No, this is Mahamaya. This is a different thing. But in the spiritual world, that's not possible. So the Lord arranged that. It was the Lord's desire. And they said, you have to go to the material world now. So then the Lord gives them the opportunity. He gives them the choice. He says, do you want to go for 7 lifetimes as my devotees or 4 lifetimes? Well, he says 3 lifetimes. It's actually 4. He says 3. 3 lifetimes as Asura. So what do they say? They say, well, we'll just go. We'll be Asura. We'll do it quickly and then we'll come back. So they go as Asura. 3 births. And they take birth as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, Ravana and Kumbhakarna, Shishupal and Dantavakra. Because the Lord wants to fight, and there's no fighting in the spiritual world. Spiritual world, there's just Jalkeli, water fights. It's like, throw some water, or like some pushpa. They get some flowers, they throw some flowers. There's no fighting there. Or wrestling. Krishna wrestles with the boys. They're big wrestling games every day, but no real fight. But sometimes real fight is good fun. We don't get into real fight. But if we do, they're really good fun. Only happens hardly ever. But if suddenly, I remember one time I was in India and the devotees, the Kazakhstan devotees, the Kazakhstan government, they attacked our farm and with a bulldozer. They came in the winter in all the snow and everything. They started knocking down buildings. The government gave us land and they said, no, we're taking their land back. So then around the world, all the devotees had to protest against the Kazakhstan. So we were in India, in Vrindavan, and they made an announcement, all of us are going to Delhi. And we're going to protest to the Kazakhstan embassy to tell them to stop attacking the devotees in Kazakhstan. So we all went there on buses from Vrindavan to Delhi, got there in the morning. And then there was maybe 1,000 devotees and we started marching down the road to the Kazakhstan embassy. So I don't know, is anyone here from India? So in India when there's some protest, everyone gets very fired up. Yeah. So we're in a big line and we're all walking down the road. 1,000 devotees, and one of the devotees at the front, he was going on the microphone, da 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 da. I don't know what he was saying because he's speaking Hindi. He goes, da da da, and everyone goes, cha cha. And he goes, da 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 da, and then we all go, cha cha. So I don't know what they were saying, but. But then every 10 seconds I was going, cha cha. So everyone was getting like really fired up. Like, you know, you could feel the mood. It was like the mood. It was like Kurukshetra. It was like, okay, let's go down to the Kazakhstan embassy and rip it apart. And devotees were getting in that mood. Like, it was kind of, everyone was getting really worked up. So then I realized at that point, maybe this is it. You know, maybe it's actually going to happen. We're going to get, you know, really worked up and we're going to grab them and smash the embassy apart. So when we got near the embassy, there was like all these special force guys from the Indian Army, you know, with M16 guns. They were, and they were just very relaxed. They were just standing there. You know, they had all these guns and everything. Yeah. And I thought to myself, for a minute, it looked like the boys were going to go crazy and run. I thought, well, maybe that's it. We're all going to get shot. You know, everyone's going to shoot us and like that. But, you know, the feeling was, okay, well, if we die now, we die for Krishna. So, you know, and that feeling comes, you know. And it's a good feeling. You can't get that in the spiritual world because there's no, like, you know. But in the material world, you can get that feeling, I will die for Krishna. You know, that's a good feeling to have. So, this is the situation, the position of the Lord. He needs to fight. He wants to fight. He can't fight up there. So then he arranges, okay, these two will go down and then they will fight with me. So then they become Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Kumbhakarna, Ravan, and then Dantavakra, Shishupal. And then one more time they came as Jagai and Madhai. And we'll hear about this on Saturday, Nityananda Prabhu's Triadashi's appearance day. You always hear it. It is necessary whenever Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are being told on his appearance day that someone speaks about, in part at least, about the pastime of Jagai and Madhai. Because the Lord, he killed Hiranyakashipu, killed Hiranyaksha, killed Ravana and Kumbhakarna, killed Dantavakra, killed Shishupal, but he didn't kill Jagai and Madhai. And he was going to. The Lord said, chakra. And then chakra manifested. Right? He was ready. He was going to kill them on the spot. So Lord Chaitanya got so angry because Nityananda Prabhu had been attacked. He said, chakra. And he was ready to kill. And Nityananda Prabhu stood in front. And he said, no, please don't kill them. Because if you're going to kill them, right, then where does it stop? The chakra will be going everywhere, killing so many. People in Kali Yuga are fallen. So he said, forgive them, deliver them. So they were so scared when Lord Chaitanya was standing in front of them in chakra that they changed in their heart and they fell down, they grabbed Lord Chaitanya's feet and they said, forgive us. And Lord Chaitanya said, I will forgive you, but do not do this again. Change your behavior. And follow the regulative principles from now on. And do not deviate. So they promised. And then they asked Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. They said, what can we do to rectify ourselves? And the Lord said, do Vaishnav Seva. So they had a gut, which is still there in Mayapur. It's got Jagai Madhai gut. And every day when the devotees would come, they would clean the gut. They would look after all the devotees' clothes while they took bath in the Ganga. And in this way, by serving the devotees, they destroyed all of their offences. And the Lord forgave them. So, the Lord wants to fight. That's why this pastime is a killing of the demon Hiranyaksha. The Lord wants to fight. But he has to send his own associates to have a good fight. Otherwise, everyone else is too easy. There's no competition. So then he makes this arrangement. So now we're hearing that the demon is trying to fight the Lord, but it's not very intelligent. Now, why would you want to fight with Krishna? Because you know you're going to lose. So then what's the point? Better off just surrender to him, go back to the spiritual world, and eat gula jamuns. Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagwan ki. Okay. Any questions or comments on what we have discussed? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Radharani is Mahalakshmi. Who is the... Where does Narayan come from? Lord Narayan, where does he come from? Yeah, he's an expansion of Krishna. Krishna's to Bhagavan. Bhagavatam is teaching us, ete chamsa kalapamsa, omsha, ete chamsa kalapa, omsha, kala, means paths. Krishna's to Bhagavan swayam. Swayam Bhagavan, the original form of God is Krishna in Vrindavan. And then all the other forms of God are expansions, or expansions of expansions. So these are the expansions of Krishna. So the first goddess of fortune is Radharani. Radharani is Krishna's original consort. So when Krishna expands as Ramachandra, Radharani expands as Sita. When Krishna goes to Dwarka, Radharani expands as Satyabhama. When Krishna expands as Narayan, Radharani expands as Lakshmi. So she is Mahalakshmi, she is the original goddess. Any other question? See what it says in the Sanskrit. In the Sanskrit it says... What does it say in the Sanskrit?
No,
yeah, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't even say Shrivatsa, does it?
No.
Yeah, it's not there. Prabhupada is translated, it means fair. Sometimes it describes golden or white. Sometimes Krishna is described as bluish. Sometimes blackish, right, that sort. But it means he's dark, sham, or kali. Kali means dark. So Krishna is darkish. And then sometimes, like, Radharani is gory, or gora. So golden, or means whitish, pale, fair, like that. So just different words, that's all. So white, whitish, or goldenish. Is it okay? My job. Yeah, I mean, it's fairish like that. Sometimes Krishna, like, it's said differently. It's said blackish or bluish or like that. But it means Krishna is darkish and Radharani, the goddess of fortune, is like golden or light. Like. No, in the spiritual world. Vaikuntha means the spiritual world.
But how does that begin the last time?
How what?
How it began? What is the context?
You have to read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Brihad Bhagavatamrita ki?
No.
You have a copy? Okay, so you have to get a copy. You have to read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, then all your questions will be answered. Why do you want to come back to the material world once you're in the spiritual world? What is the goal? So you need to read the story. You get the Brihad Bhagavatamrita and then you can read it. Any other question?
Understand the
This is called her Swarupa, or Swabhav. It means that it's her eternal position. She is the goddess of fortune. So part of her position is she has a particular personality, which is eternal. So she doesn't have the mood of a gopi. She has the mood of being Mahalakshmi, being Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. So she cannot break that mood. That is natural. It's her eternal mood. It's like in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So there was the devotee called Murari Gupta. So Lord Chaitanya, he was absorbed in Krishna. So he would say to Murari Gupta, he was a Ram Bhakta. So he would say, why are you absorbed in Ram? You should be absorbed in Krishna. Krishna is the origin of Ram. Krishna is the sweetest avatar, is Madhuya. So he was always preaching like that. So then Murari Gupta, he stayed up all night. He was trying to meditate. Lord Chaitanya is telling me to worship Krishna, but I can't give up my attachment to Ram. So he said to Lord Chaitanya the next day, he said, I'm going to take my life because I can't give up my attachment to Ram. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you can't give up your attachment because you are Hanuman. In the Lord's pastime, in Ram's part, you are Hanuman. So Hanuman could never give up his attachment to Ram. Right? Hanuman will always be more attached to Ram than to Krishna. Murari Gupta will always be more attached to Ram than to Krishna. So that is the swarup, or the eternal relationship that devotee has. That's his mood. It can't be broken. So Lakshmi, she can't break her mood because she is the goddess of fortune. She is the queen of Vaikuntha. She can't enter the mood of a gopi. It's not her. She wants to, but she can't. Make sense? So it means that even amongst pure devotees, they don't change their nature. Because if you look at the 26 qualities of a devotee, one of the 26 qualities of a devotee is mridu. What does mridu mean? Yeah, it means mild, very soft. That's one of the qualities of a devotee. Now, the main quality, there's 26 qualities, the main quality, or the swarup lakshana of the 26 qualities, the main quality is Krishnaika Sharana, which means the devotee is always surrendered to Krishna. Now the other qualities may or may not manifest in particular devotees to different, they'll manifest to different degrees. So then you look at Bhima and Yudhishthira. So both of them are pure devotees of Krishna. They're both pure devotees, eternal associates of Krishna. But Bhima is not very mild. That's not his nature to be very soft and mild. He's like different. Yudhishthira is very mild. But they're both pure devotees. So it just means even pure devotees, they have different natures or different personalities. So Lakshmi, she can't give up her personality or her nature. Does it make sense?
Guru, does that nature changes by the time when we progress in devotional life? Is there any...
What our nature is now means like the way we are right now, that's not necessarily the way we are in the spiritual world. Your personality might be quite different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe just to add to that, my spiritual master quoted a story from Shivaram's book about Shastra and
Shivaram Swami. Yeah, he had some entrance. Yeah, he kind of merged into another form of another associate. Some entrance. Also, the Pandavas, they take forms as trees in Radhakund because they can't take the form of a gopi like that. So generally, devotees cannot break up their mood because it's their constitutional position, their swarup, their eternal relationship with Krishna. You got a point? You put your hand. You're okay. Any other question?
So the Acharyas, the fighting spirit, Srila Prabhupada enjoyed the fight in one way.
Yeah, it's the nature of the soul. So we like to fight. We like competition, like that. It's the nature. It's in us because it's in Krishna. So we like to fight. But we should fight with demons or Maya. Yeah, don't fight with the devotees. Don't say I like to fight, so I will fight with the devotees. I will give the devotees a hard time. That doesn't impress Krishna. If you want to fight, go and fight with the asuras, the demons, those who are opposing the Krishna consciousness movement. Any other question? Killed by Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu before Varaha came? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, even people.
Yeah. So yeah, that is karma. Because the material world, people are getting their karma. So it's like, say, Hitler as an example. So Hitler, Prabhupada says, like people like Hitler, they were rakshasas from lower planets, and they're very powerful, and they come up and they take birth on Earth, and they can control, like the rakshasas can control people's minds, so they're very powerful, they can have a lot of influence, they control people. So then that is the karma of all those people who had to die under the influence of these demons. So when Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu and Shishupala, they come, anyone who dies, that is the karma. But when Krishna, because Krishna was also there, Arjuna killed many people on the battle of Kurukshetra, but it says that everyone who was killed by Arjuna, they were looking at Arjuna as Arjuna shot them with the arrow, but standing in front of Arjuna on the chariot was Krishna. So the last thing they saw was Krishna. So those who were not envious of Krishna, they saw him at the last moment. And as they saw him, they thought he was so beautiful. Yeah? Then they went straight to Vaikuntha. Because the last thing they met with him was Krishna. But those who were envious, then they had to... they merged into his Brahmajyoti, and they had to take birth again. They did not transcend. So, any other question?
Among Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, who was eldest?
Who was eldest?
Yes.
Hiranyakashipu.
So he became Ravana?
I don't know who was Ravan Kumbhakarna, who was Shishupala, who was Dantavakra, who was Jai, who was Jagai Madai. I'm not sure which one. It might be written, but I'm not sure. Any other question? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki.